the next bit then is possibly the primary reason why Jim is on the show. He's not just here to do his desire.
I'm a shameless whore.
He is a shamelessly slappy whore who's come on to plug his band from back in the day, the Gits, and over to you.
Well, Pop Pickers, what can I say? The Gits, or as we have to be contractually known, the Gits UK, are back.
Like the Charlatans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, 24 years after we split up, events have taken a strange turn, and I can announce that on the 6th of June, 2014, the Gits UK will be releasing their retrospective album.
Yes!
Called Eventually.
Come on.
On Fire Station Records, those fine, fine people over there in Berlin who've
taken
a punt. Yeah, they've taken a punt and said, we want you. And well, how...
When
a
German says they want you, mate, you've got to be careful
there. Who am I? Careful now. Who am I to disagree with their taste? Right. There'll be more information to follow after the track, but if we can go straight in. We've got an exclusive play. This is the first play in possibly 25 years.
Well, it's the first online radio, certainly on Radio Free Brighton, that Gits have never made it on. And what is the name of the song, Jim?
This is taken from our one and only double B-side single. And this is,
double B-side?
Oh, yeah. We were classy. This is called Happy Soul.
Is it happy?
Oh, you.
Yeah, okay. Let's have it. Well, there you go. It's the Gits UK and Happy Song. Now, I have the lead singer with me in the studio, albeit 25 years later from that song. So I just said to him, well, I'm going to ask you the awkward questions, right? There is definitely a bit of Smiths in there, but I also thought it was a bit of Joy Division. And, you know, the fact remains, everyone says, oh, you're trying to sound like Morrissey. Now, I'm giving you the chance to say that is not the case.
Well, in my defence, I've been singing in bands prior to that for 7 years. So,
Official, Paul Pickers.
Yeah, and in fact, there was one review which did describe me as the bastard son of Morrissey. And basically, my read.
How can you be the bastard son if you're already ahead of him?
Well, exactly. That's the whole retort, is that, in fact, he was the bastard son of me.
Do you think Morrissey heard the Gits?
I think he was definitely. possibly before that, he was probably influenced by me. Yeah.
The Gits were, the Smiths were influenced and were actually overawed by the Gits.
Unfortunately, the Smiths.
I mean,
that,
and obviously, the Jangling Star isn't a million miles away from Johnny either, is it?
But, well, there you go. You
but there was, and there was a bit of House Martins in there as well.
Yeah, there was a bit of that. I mean, it was interestingly, the Rob, who's is the main man of the Gits, it has to be said, who wrote. Pretty much everything. He is the curator of the Gits. He's the one that really has brought this all this fantasticness that's come with the album, etc.
Yeah.
But he was his primary influences. I'm pretty sure he would acknowledge was very much the 60s bands, Cream, the Kinks, Jimi Hendrix, all that kind of thing.
We've only heard one track.
We've only heard one
track. How many are there on the CD, Jim?
In the CD, there is an incredible 23 tracks.
And the years span between?
87 and 90.
87 and 90, it's a long time, Pop Pickers.
It's a long time, Pop Pickers. But if you like what you hear, then just get
yourself. I enjoyed it.
Get yourself over to Fire Station Records website, which is, and I have a piece of paper in my hand,
really,
which is firestation-records.de. Details will be posted there shortly. It's going to be on pre-order. There may well be availability within certain select stores in the UK. Primarily their target audience is also around the world. We've had messages from people in Brazil, Philippines, Spain, etc.
Right, and
you're making a kind of eating kind of
I was just thinking, is there a Gits CD that I could perhaps get my hands on?
Funny you should mention that, Barry.
Funny you should mention that, Bob Pickers.
This is really well rehearsed. And I have in my hand an actual CD album, which I'd like to present to
Fantastic.
The Duke Barrington for inviting me on this show and to say thanks, Baz.
And amazing, awful lot. It's still in its plastic wrapping.
Still in its plastic wrapping.
I can't wait to get my dirty mitts on it. So there are 23 tracks, and there's a picture of Jim on the front with a quiff. Now, even Jules is probably going, that's not you, is it?
How could that be physically be
Rick
possible?
Astley, Rick Astley style,
rocking the
peering
Rick.
Over the... You're rocking it, mate.
I'm rocking the Rick.
Yeah, and your mate has got a bandana on.
That'll be Ben, the bass player. Yeah.
And it's just a spend. Things a bit of Japanese on the front, isn't it?
We've subsequently found out that the core market for the Fire Station Records release is actually Japan. So half of this stuff is going over there. So yeah.
Right. I thought it was just an art design thing, but obviously not.
Initially, it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, the Gits UK eventually a retrospective. That's easy for me to say. 87 to 90, in not all good record shops now.
Buy it now.